Okay, we will be talking about the sugya, almost the end of Bava Basra, talking about shibud of one who owns a debt, if there is a shibud only on the person that he has to pay back. He has a chiyuv, obligation to pay back his chov. Is his nechosim, or his nechosim also mechuyev, his properties, his monies, are they also mechuyev to pay back the halva, since he owns it and it's his money and he owes money to a certain person? So it could be not only that he is mechuyev, only it's as if his property also has a certain obligation to the malve to pay back his chov. And there's, it's divided into a few parts. One is his money, his nechosim that are metaltalin, and that's less of an obligation since he could sell it, he could make it go away from him. So memela, when somebody lends to him money, he's not always thinking, he's not so mechdas, he's not relying on the nechosim that are movable. He's more relying on his property that's not movable, like karka. Now the shaila is there a shibud, which is a mortgage or a lien on the karka? Or maybe there isn't a mortgage on the karka, but Rabbanan could force him to pay from his karkos. The nafkamina is if we say there's a mortgage on the karka, so the malve, the one he owes the money to, has a certain zchus in the karka that he could say, I have to take that karka. And he could be monea, he could prevent the love from doing certain things with that karka, which will ruin his it will ruin his sikuyim,
his chances.
It will ruin his chances of being able to get back his loan. So there's metaltalin, there's karka. Then there's two kinds of loans. There's a milva al peh, which is two edim say that he owns money, and that's not as mufursam as milva bishtar. If somebody has a milva bishtar and two edim sign it, and it's a shtar that everybody knows about, it's more of a call that comes out. So it comes out that if there's a malve that he lent bishtar, so he's relying on the nechosim, and there's a call, so there's more of a chance to have a shibud on it. And if it's a milval peh, there's a lashon in the Rishonim, since he himself didn't bimatriach, he didn't go to look for a shtar, so he himself is not as much relying on getting from the nechosim, so it could be there's no shibud on that. That's a lashon of Tosfos. Then there's another shaila. If he sold the nechosim, let's say he has a shibud, a mortgage, if he sells it to someone else, someone bought it, the one who bought it really is buying a shibud of somebody else. I'm buying the karka of Reuven, but there is a shibud, a mortgage from someone else. Is he mechuyev the lokech to give back to the Baal Chov this property? And then he could get back his money from the loive. All this is totally in these sugyas. The Mishnah says, starts off in Kufayin Hei Amud Aleph, Amalves Chaveri Bishtal Goyve Menachosim Meshubodim Al Yidei Eidim, which is a Milval Pe Goyve Menachosim Bnei Choyim. So it means every Alvoy could be Goyve, you get back your money. The Shaila is how, and if you have to force him, if he doesn't give it, how to get it back. So a Milve Bishtar is Goyve Menachosim Meshubodim. Meshubodim means here Mechurim, that he sold this property, so I could get it back from the one who bought it, and let the one who bought it go back to the one who sold it to him and get back his money for it. But I'm first to get it. I have the first chus to get the nechosim. So milve bishtar, the Mishnah is mechalik. A milve bishtar, there is a mortgage, and milve baal peh, there's no mortgage. He only gets nechosim b'nei chayim. Oma ule, the Gemara says on Amud Beis, dvar Torah echad milve bishtar. Ve'echod milva al peh, goyve menechosim meshubodim. Min ha-toiro, mido reise, a milva bishtar, and a milva al peh, both have a zchus, have a mortgage on all the nechosim of the loive. At least we're talking here about karkos, not metaltalin. My time is shibude doi reise. Shibud is do reise. That means min ha-toiro, all my nechosim, or at least the karkos, or meshubed, mortgage to the malve, and it doesn't matter if it's a milve al peh or milve b'shtar. If I borrowed money and I'm mechuyev to give it back, so also my property, my momen, is mechuyev also to give it back. We have such a case like a orev. If somebody borrows money and somebody else is a orev for the malve, for the loive, so just like he could be goive from the loive, he could be goive from the orev. So something doime to that is also his nechosim. Just like I could be goive from the loive, I could also take from your nechosim. Why should my money be lost? Let your money be lost. You give back your money to me. It's doime to arvus. The shaila is, do we learn it out from arvus or not? We'll see in the rishonim. Velo matam omru milval pe ne goive le menechosim menechon ef min atoira, even a milval pe could be goive menechosim mishubodim. So why does it say in the Mishneh that only menachosim b'nei chorin by milval peh? Mishum pseidah de lekuchos. So it's a takona de rabbonan. Since the lekuchos, the ones who bought these karkos, didn't know that there's a choiv, so bishloime, if there's a shtar, if they go to find out, before I buy a property, I go to find out, I go to the lawyer, I go to the city, I go to find out if there's any shibudim, if there are any mortgages on the karka, and then I'm careful. But if it's a milval peh, many times I can't find out. It's just two edim know about it, but there's no written paper to tell me about it. So there's a lot of chances that I won't know, and I'll buy the carcass. So the Rabbana made a takone for the lekuchas that they bought it bitmimus, and they shouldn't lose their carcass, so we can't be goive from it. Yochi milve b'shtar nami, a milve b'shtar also, even if I borrowed it b'shtar, why could we take it from the lekuchas? Let us make a takonas lekuchos not to be goive from the, even if it's a milve b'shtar. So Gemara says, osa minu dafsidu anafshayu, because they could have found out, and it was easy to find out if it's b'shtar, so we don't worry for them. So mela milve b'shtar could be toiref, it's called b'toiref from the lekuchos, to pull away from them. In fact, there is a brisker rov that says, he brings a rav from a ramba, that we could clear it. We have a hakira. If when you take away from lekuchos, is as if it's a mekach tos, because I'm taking it for my shibud. So my shibud was before your kinyan. So it could be your kinyan is bottle, or maybe not. Maybe it's your kinyan was a kinyan, but I have a zchus to take away from you. I'm being kona from you, and then you go back to the malta. The briskerov has a piece on the Rambam, and he says like it's as if it's a mekach tos. But it's something to think. So they were mafsid. So mele comes out like this. Mina toira, there's shibud, and you could take even milve al peh, milve b'shtar, everything could be toira from lekuchos. But the Rabbona made a takona for lekuchos, that if it's a milve al peh, you shouldn't be able to be toira from them. Only if it's a milve b'shtar. The rabbi omad val toira, echot milve b'shtar, echot milve al peh, enu gevela menachosim b'nei chayre. My time is shibud elav do reise. Rabbi, that there isn't minatoira shibud. There's no shibud minatoira. Memele, if I sell it, it's all to the lekuchas. So why could I take away from the lekuchas? Matam omro milve b'shtar goive minchosim shobodim. Nobody will lend money if they know they can't, that a person could sell his nechosim and he won't have where to take from. So memele, they made a takon of shibud. Midarabona, they made shibud. And memele, the lekuchas, when they buy it, so they're coming into a sofik, and then when the milve b'shtar could take it away. Yochi milve al peh nami letter rabbana make a takona shloitino deles bifnei loivin or some less like kola. Since there's no call, so there, we say the lekuchas don't have to be mafsid. So we have your machlekes ula and rabba. Ula holds that min ha-toiro there is shibud. And the Rabbona made a takona, they took off the shibud from Milval Peh. And Rabba holds that Minatero there's no shibud, but the Rabbona put on a shibud by Milve Bishtar. And the Rechagav, Tosfos here asks, and also Tosfos above Metziah, Daf Gimel Amud Beis, that there's a Shvuas HaTorah, there's Moide B'Miktsas. And also, if that means somebody's Tovea, somebody should lend him, somebody's Tovea that you owe me money that I lent you. And now I'm saying that a part I'm owing you and a part not. So Moda b'miktsas is chayv shvuah min ha-toira. There's also a pasuk that says that ein yishbo'in al karkos or al shibud karkos. If there's karka, you're not nishba. You're only nishba if I say that you owe me money. But if I say you owe me karka, there's no shvuah minat Torah. So Tosfos says, say over here, and then Bob Metzia, that if we say shibuda doiraisa, so minat Torah, how does it go together? Every halvo that I land, there's shibud. If so, every halvo is a shibud karkois. So how did the Torah be mechayiv moida b'miktsas in a shvuah, but it ain't shvuah in a kfir as shibud karkois? So Vaymarebi kagon shemochal shibuda. If it was moichal shibud, the chatchila there was a shibud, or the milves mechayiv a shibud, but it was moichal shibud. So the maisa when I'm tovea him the halvo, him not tovea karkos. Inami bedeleke eidim. Do the shibuda the raisa ain't all pi eidim. Aval al pi atzmoi loy. That's a chiddush of Tosfos, that even though I owe you money, but there's no shibud only if there's eidim. That means if there's a way to be toiver in Bezdin and to get it back. But if not, so there's no shibud adoirais. So, what's the time? How do we know that there's shibud? How do we know shibud adoirais? So Rashbam says, Yoytzi elecho avoid. Vuadila mekalki. The Pasuk it says, Legabi Mashkin, that the Torah said, Bachutz tamoid, Boisha shalto noishabo, Yoytzi elecho so avoid tachutz. So it's talking about a love that when I go to get a mashkin from somebody because of alvo, so I'm not allowed to go into your house to take it. But he has to take out from his house a mashkin. And Torah is talking about metaltin, but vuadin karkos, that it's also meshubah. That means the Yad Ramaz Masbir. How do we learn it out from here? It's talking about a mashkin. But if the Torah was mitzvah, you have a mitzvah to give a mashkin, so that means you have a chiyuv, an obligation to give the mashkin, you have to give it. The Torah said, you don't go into his house to get it, but he has to take it out. So we understand from here that there's a shibud, and memele, he has to give it because you have a zchus in his moment. So he has to give you the moment that you have a zchus in it. And if we say, lav doi raise, so the Rashbam says, v'kro, the posik of yoitz elecho avoid, b'mishkenoi sheloi b'shas alvoose. That's talking not b'shas alvo. That means if it's talking b'shas alvo, we understand, because that's when the shibud is chal. So you see, yoytzi elecho avoid, we're talking about something that had to do with the shas alvo, and the shibud is also from then. That's l'chura what it means. But if we say that lav doi raisa, we can't learn out shibud from there. So we're talking about shaloi b'shas alvo. And Yad Ramah is also masbir here, that since you could give him even pochus shebin achosim. There are chazal darshan. There's a yoytzi elecho avoid. What's a person going to take out? He's going to take out from his house the thing that's worth the least to him. Something that's like ziburis. That's how we learn out that a bal choyv is dinay beziburis. When he takes karka, he takes the least. Why? Because we say yoytzi elecho avoid. A person is tevais when he has to give somebody, when he's forced to give. So you give something that's worth to him less, that he needs it less, and something that zibur is pochot shebekele. So memele, so the Rishonim are masbir on the Rashbam, that since he could give the pochot shebekele, that means that the Baal Chayv doesn't have a schus in your nechosim. You have the schus, you give him what you want. If he had a schus in it, so you couldn't give what you want. You have to give something that's worth for him. So the Rishonim are masbir, that's how we know that, that's how we don't learn out from here shibuda doraisa. We say that shibuda lav doraisa, because the Torah said you should give a mashkin, but the Torah left it up to him, because he's the one who has all the zchusim in the karkos. There isn't any zchusim from the malve. And Tosfos asks, he says, Dvar Torah, the Gemara says further, the Gemara says, the Gemara says that Ula said, Val Torah Baal Chayv Dinei Beziburis. So we see that the Gemara asked Akasha, Stira Rabba and Rabba and Ula and Ula. The Gemara says we have to say that that Ula holds that Shibuda Doiraisa because the Torah said Dvar Torah Baal Chayv Dinei Beziburis, and the Rashbam says we learn out from Isha Shartonoi Sheboi Madalke Shlodim Loitzim Pochus Shebekelim Alma Shibuda Deziburis Doiraisa, because that means what we said before, Pochus Shebekelim Madoma Shibuda Lav Doiraisa. Here the Rashbam is saying that Lefi Ula, that he says, Bal Chayv Dinei B'Ziburis, and we learn it out from there. That means that it's like a Gvir. And since the Torah said, Dinei B'Ziburis, that means he has a din to take it from him. So Memele, Shibud is Shibud Adoy Raisa. So Tosfos asks, Heichi Muchach Meochid Shibud Adoy Raisa, Dilma Hainu Minei, De Minei Pshita De Govi Bein Karko Bein Subin. So the Tosfos was asking, how do we know? Because Ula said Bal Chayv Dinei B'Ziburis, it doesn't mean that there's Shibud. What we're talking about all time Shibud is that if it changes hands and it goes into Lekuchus, that we have this chus that he had before stays with him and he can take it out from Lekuchus. But when the Torah said a person should give Yoytzei Lechas Havoit and Bal Chayv Dinei B'Ziburis, that's taken from him himself, not from Lekuchus. The Torah wasn't talking straight on taking from Lekuchus. Memele, so Tosfos says, how do we see from there that Ula Dafka holds Shibud Doraisa? We're talking from him, Minei, from him. So from him, it could be Goive, Bein Karko, Bein Subin, and it's not, it doesn't have to do with Shibud. Then Tosfos brings from Gemara and Gittin that it's Mashma that way, that he holds Shibud Doraisa from this Gemara. Then he continues on to say, Venire. Shemo, midikom, abiziburis, mashma karka, ziburis, midulis, kersubin. So you see that there's a shibud on karkos. Veinir le farish. Dai demand omar lav doiraisa, ainu afiluminei. That demand omar that says shibud lav doiraisa is even from him himself. There's no shibud dopshite. Shechayev le shalim. To say that there's no shibud and there's no chiyuv, that you can't say, because if he borrowed, he has to pay. This whole Gemara is talking by Shibud Lekuchos. From him himself, for sure, he's chayv to give, and he's chayv to give from any nechosim that he has. But by Shibud Lekuchos, Shem Shubodim, Afal Pi Dekosav Leachayus Behedye, Lav Doi Raise Havi Haikini. The Midoraise Lo Yuchal Leshabit Bechoyve Is Nechosav Mina Lekuchos. Tosfos says that Laman Domar Shibud Lav Doi Raise, even if he said before Shem the Shtar, and he's saying that he's Mishabed, so it wouldn't be Mishtabed because Midoraise, there's no such thing to be Mishabed as Nechosim Bechoivoi. Afal Pishiyuchal Mochon. Tosfos says, even though a person could sell his Nechosim, even though if he has a Chov, he could sell Nechosim, but he can't make a Shibud. That means Tosfos is holding that there isn't a musag, there isn't such an inyan if there's no shibud min haTorah, so I can't create a shibud. So memele, Tosfos is saying that lamando marlavdo raisa minei, what the Torah says to take minei is because he's mechuyev to pay, not because you'll say maybe because he wrote or he gave him, he was mischayev a shibud. That wouldn't help. There isn't musag. If there isn't Shibud Min haTorah, there isn't even Min haTorah Musig, that I should create a Shibud. So, and the Ritva, the Lashon is, on this Inyan itself, the Ritva says, V'tayme d'ma d'omal Shibud elav doi raise, v'shum d'sova sh'ein ha'knoe lachatzoin, v'shibud kine lachatzoin, v'loi chay l'anichse disnu b'shas alvoe, v'kol shken anichse d'kono achas shlo, v'sheno d'makne d'ovo shloi bo b'yoshuse. So Ritva says that Svor is Shibud Lav Doi Raise, and also I can't create a Shibud, is because Ein Kinyan Lachatzoin. That means if we hold Shibud Doi Raise, it's a Sug of a Kinyan. It's a Kinyan Lachatzoin. It's not mine, but to a certain extent I have a Schus on your Nechosim. If you hold Shibud Lav Doi Raise, so I can't even create it. I can't even make up a new thing that's called Shibud, and be makne you as chus in my karka. My karka is mine and yours is yours, but it doesn't go together. In fact, there's a Gemara in Psochim, we might get to it later. The Gemara in Psochim says, Itmo, Bal choyv, Abaye omar lemafreya ugoive, v'rova omar mekanu laba ugoive. There's a machloik as Abaye v'rova, if a Bal choyv is, Rashi says, Amal v'schaveiro v'shibid lo nechosov, Rashi, we'll see that Rashi holds different. Rashi holds that there is a musug of creating a shibud. So Rashi says, "Amal v'schaver of shibud loy nechosov, shim loy efer alachu adyom ploni gvei min nechosov, v'gi azman v'loy pora." So Abaye says, "Lemafreya ugoive, what he's taking now, the nechosim, of course, here it's not dafka muchach that we're talking about lekuchas. It's talking about even minei, which we have to always be choker. If even if we say shibud doraisa, is it dafka by lekuchas like our gemara has the nafka mina, or even when you take from him straight, it also has a din of shibud, because we could learn shibud lav doraisa, and it's only a din of kfiya like the rishonim say. So here we say that when he is goyve from him karka, so it's igloi milse de mishor shilvo omdu nechosiv halolu b'cheskosei. And Rava says, Enon b'cheskosei only mikanu labo. And the Gemara says, nafke minis legabe that. So that we would say, if we hold that there's shibude doirais, on minei at least. That Gemara is at least on minei. And then the Hemshech we're talking on even if you take from others. So back to our Gemara. So Tosva says, and the Ritva says that you can't create a shibud if shibud lav doiraisa. Rashi and Kiddushin says that if you wrote a shtar and you're a meshabed your nechosim, so there is a shibud. There the Gemara is talking about milva ksuva batora like nezokin or achiyuv karbonos. So the one man d'omar there says milva ksuva batora ki ksuva b'shtar damya. So why is ksuva b'shtar better? If shibud doraisa, it's we learned here in the Gemara, it's also a balpen, also b'shtar. Why is shtar different? So over there, Rashi learned that shibud lav doraisa, but if I created, I wrote in the shtar a shibud, so then it is chal. That's why milvak suva b'torah is as if it's written in the shtar. When the Torah made up a chiyuv, so it's as if it's written in a shtar, and then it's chal on the nechosim. Here Rashi says, Rashi says, the Gemara talks about Oisha Sheviya Chatoso of a Mesosh. Isha was a Yuledis, and she's Mechuyev in a Ken. Ken is a one oaf, one bird is La'oilo, and one is Lechatos. So she brought her Chatos. If she didn't bring her Chatos, Lachar Misa is not Shaykh Chatos. Yoviu Yoshin Oiloso. So she was Mechuyev one bird, so it's Mechayev the other one also. She started bringing the Kinim, so one Ken is a Chatos, so even after she died, there's a chiyuv of the oil. Omer Avidam Shmuel Bushi Frishoso Mechaim. Avaloi Frishoso Mechaim Loi. If she was Mafrish Mechaim, and she said, Arei Zu Le Oilo, so we bring the oil. If she wasn't Mafrish Mechaim, not Alme Kosovar, Shibud Elav Doi Raise. Because since she has the chiyuv, it's a milvak suba batoro, the Torah was Mechaim for a korban yerledes, to bring a chatos and a oilo, so she brought her chatos, but oilo she didn't bring, but she's mechuyev to bring the oilo, so her nechosim should be meshubed to bring this chiyuv, this oilo. And since Rav Yehuda says it's davke, if she was mafrish mechaim, that means the nechosim are not mechuyev. If she was mafrish mechaim, so it became oilo mechaim, it was muktash. But if not, so we have to take out from her nechosim, so we say, shibud elav doi raisa, and it's potter. Omer Rav Asim Rav Yochanan aval gav shelo yifrisho mechaim. Al mekosova shibud avadoi raise. Then the Gemara says, "Vaplige b'achod azimne." The Rabbi Shmuel damu tavayu milva al pein a goyve min a yoshin v'loy min alakuches. Rabbi Yochanan v'shlagish damu tavayu milva al pein goyve bein min a yosh bein min alakuches. The Rabbi Shmuel that say a milva al pein is not goyve min a yosh min alakuches hold that shibud elavdoi raise. And Rabbi Yochanan v'shlagish they say milva al pein is goyve bein min a yosh bein min alakuches, so they all shibud doi raise. So mele tzchal on everything. And the Gemara says tzricha. You have to say why did they be choylik in two places? Also in legabe karbonis milvak suve batoyra, and also in choyves. So he says deep more balakom ashmuel shemloy milvak suve batoyra. Bachem amoydul rabiyachna shlokish. Yash mina balakom rabiyach milvak suve batoyra kek suve b'shtal dami. So memeila rabiyachna says that if we would say by that, we would say that dafka milva ksuva batoro is kiksuva bishtar, but in a milva alpe not, so he says milva alpe also. So Rashi says lav doi raisei Kosova, Hodom Rabbanon Nichsi Mishtabdi, Al Khoiva Mutal Alames, Lavdoi Raisi, Loima, the Nichsi Dinish I Alvinbe. That means if we would say there is Shibud, it's like Nichsi Dinish, the Nechosim of a person, they're Orev for him, they're guaranteed for him, Umishtabdi Midin Orev, Yu Milve Al Pe, Umilve Al Shtar Shovi. Elo Milve Bishtar Shu Shibdoi, if we say Shibud, the Lavdoi Raisi. So Milve Bishtar Milve Al Pe should be Shovin, but Milve Bishtar is different. Why? Because the cause of Leinu Chosay Achroin Loch. Mishtabdi. Milva Alpe Loi Mishtabdi. So Rashi says that, and at least in the Sugya and Kiddushin, that even if we say Mishibud Lav Doi Raise, but Ksuva Bishtar has a Shibud. Why? Because I was Mishabed it. I put on a Shibud. And I could make a Kinyan Lachatzoin. The Ritva says we don't make a Kinyan Lachatzoin and we don't say that. So I, as the Gemara say, Ksuva Bishtar means like, well, now we hold Ksuva Bishtar. A koponim, so we saw here Tosfos, that he holds Tosfos and the Ritva, they hold that you can't make your, if Shibud Alav Doiraisa, so even Bishtar, and if Shibud Doiraisa, so even Baal Peh. Then Tosfos says, Masha Pirish Rashbam, Gabe Shibud Doiraisa Avay Kinyan, why? Because it says, Yoitzi Elecho Avoy, Gabe Lav Doiraisa Pirish, because Mishkan Ashloi Bishar Salvosoi, so Tosfos says, it's mashma that he's talking about shibud minei, because the shliach is coming to take out a mashkin from him. He's talking about he himself is giving it the loyve. So he says lo yoda rebbe my koma, because talking minei. The gam lo yvanti mashoimer leman doma lav doy raise the kroa be mishkinoi b'shaloi b'shas alvose kol shkei david doy raise the b'shaloi b'shas alvose gvir mechoyf. That means what the Rashbam says it's talking by Sheloi b'shas alvosoi, that's like a gvir mechoyf, because it came the time that he should pay, and he's giving him a mashkin. So that for sure he has to pay. Akoponim, Tosfos is asking the Rashbam, says we learn it out from the parsha of mashkin. We said the Adrama pshat, because if he has to give a mashkin, so pshita that he has an obligation, a guarantee, a chiyuv on the karka, on the nechosim. And Tosfos says that it's talking minei, there's no raya. So it would be a little bit mashma that there's some kind of a machlokes here between the Rashbam and Tosfos if by minei there's also a din of shibud or not. But the nafkemine could be if we say there's the person himself gviya from himself a shibud or not. It could be a nafkemine legabe Tosfos kasha that Tosfos says everybody de b'miktas. How could there be a shvua? Because it's a shvua in karko, so that's only if you say there's a shibud on the karka. But if you say that binei itself, there's no shibud on the karka, the shibud is only a nafkemine legabe lekuchus, maybe we would say that minei, it's not nafka a shvua in karkos, it's a shvua stam on the choif. If we go to lekuchus to take, so then there's a shibud on the karka. So that's something to think about. The Ramban here, the Ramban says, Leman Domar, Shibud Lav Doi Raise. He says, first of all, he starts off asking, how could we say Shibud Lav Doi Raise? Ike de Kashele. How could you say that Mido Raise, there's no Shibud, which means Mido Raise, we don't go into his Nechosim to take it? Pashtas, it means if we say Shibud Do Raise, there's a Schus on the Nechosim, so we could go in and take from his Nechosim. And if Shibud Lav Doi Raise, we can't go and take. But we're mechayev him that he should find a way to pay. So he says, but there's tashlumin batoiro, meitav sodeo, meitav kalma yishalim, chayim shnayim yishalim, shalim yishalim mamavir sabeiro, venosan biflilim, bekulu oves nezikin, balbo shemrim tashlumin ksiv. Veshibud elav doiraisa, benezokin ami yitmo beshmati. That means our Gemara, which is talking here in Baba Basra, about shibud doiraisa, elav doiraisa, the Gemara also brings a tashlum of bor. That somebody was digging a bar, and because of him, the shore fell into the bar, and he died. So, he's mechuyev on that tashlumin, and we talk of shibud d'oraisa. Not if we say shibud d'oraisa, so the one who was digging, he also died. So if we say Shibud de Doraisa, so Mechayim was Mechuyev, and there's Shibud. But if we say that Shibud de Lav Doraisa wasn't Mechuyev Mechayim, a component of the Gemara says Shibud de Doraisa Lav Doraisa is also talking by Nezokin. So the Ramban is Kaku, we say Shibud de Lav Doraisa, we see a lot of places, Meitav Yas to pay. It's Mashma that there is a Shibud, there's a Chiyuv unto Nechosim to pay. So he says, L'didi Le'kashi. And for me, it's not a kash. It says ikad the kash le, but le didi le kashi. The anan ochi koamrim and given the prias bal choiv mitzvah min atoyro. Because in all mitzvah sese, af onu yodin le nechosov mekayim lo mitzvah sese shloi be al koche. Vod ichsiv meitav sodei ushalim anu she mitzavo is akosov le shalim nizkoi be meitav. Vekivan shu chayv las is kenim lo yrotso bezn yodin le meitav shloi mekayim lo mitzvah sese. So the Ramban says like this. The Gemara in Ksuva says that Omer af Popa, that Priyas Bal Choyv Mitzvah, and the Gemara says, what happens if he doesn't want to pay? Is it like every mitzvah that you have Choyv? The Gemara says, just like a mitzvah says it. Is there Choyv in Oisef? He says, Lulav, and he doesn't want to do a Lulav. He doesn't want to be Mekai Mitzvahs, so we're Choyv in Oisef, Afilu Achetetze Nafshe, so we're Choyv him to go and be Mekai the Mitzvah says it. So also by a Choyv, we're Choyv to be Mekai the Mitzvah says it. So the Ramban says, that what the Torah says tashlumin means you're mechuyev to pay, and if you have a mitzvah eset to pay a bor, you have a mitzvah eset to pay when you're paying to pay it from meta, but it's all mitzvah eset. And if you're not going to pay on yourself, so we're koyf for you and we help you out to do your mitzvah. Lo yrotzo best in yodin metav shloim mekaymin loy mitzvosei. We help him out to do his mitzvah. The other poshit midu le shibude doy reise. Lav mi de koma dvar toyo bal choyv beziburis. Doi kele meima dvar toyo beziburis misalkoi veinu mitzvah lesalkoi kemeitav benezokin. That means maybe it's just because of a mitzvah. Eloi kore do milse mishum demand do ma shibud lav doi reise meai kro koma rach lachum. You take it from this posik. How do we know that shibud lav doi reise? We know it from this posik. Rachmon amane. The Torah didn't let the shliach to go into his house, the shliach bezdin, to get a mashken, al meshibud nechosim lav doi reise. If the shibud nechosim would be doi reise, so the Torah wouldn't prevent the shliach bezin from going in and take it. It's as if he's taking his own. Doime to what Abaye says, lemafreya goy v'afilu lefri brova. Just to be mamchish, that means if he has a schus in it, so I'm going in to take my own. So the Ramban says, not what we say, shibud lav doi reise, is from this posik that the Torah didn't let the shliach bezin to go in and take it. On Torah said he should go out and give it. That means it's his mitzvah, but it's not my zchus. Al meshibud nechosim lav doy reise. Uprias bal choiv mitzvah dekoma reinu meyoch. Voisha shar tonoi shebo yoytzi alecho avoid. Shakosu mitzave olav lasus ke. How do we know that prias bal choiv is a mitzvah? So he says because the Torah said the Torah was mitzave him that he should take out the mashkin yoytzi alecho so avoid. So we see that it's a mitzvah on him to go and help out the tashlumi. Then he brings Rashi. V'loy kedivrei Rashi shepiresh mitzvah mi v'hein tzedek. Shiehen shalcho tzedek. We say, hein tzedek yelecho. So we say, shiehen shalcho tzedek v'lav shalcho tzedek. Since I promised, I was said that I'm going to pay back. So it's a hein shalcho tzedek. It's a mitzvah to be mekayim moitzos, like doimet to moitzos for sechot tishma. Hein shalcho tzedek. So Ramban says, not from there. That pasuk is talking shloida berechot bepe vechot beleiv. Elo me'ay klov o'ish koma mitzvah. So the Ramban says the mekor of the priyas balchoiv mitzvah. Again, when we say priyas balchoiv mitzvah, we mean shibud lav doy reise. It's only a mitzvah. So Rashi says from hein shalcho tzedek that I said I'm going to pay, so I have to pay. That's the mitzvah. And the Ramban says not from there, only we learn it from a different mitzvah, from the mitzvah of avoid. Yoytze lo chasu avoid. So we see that he has a mitzvah to do it. How do we know that it's not a shibud? Because the Torah prevented from the shliach to go in. Ve'ule, the Polish kro, kedei shiyoytzi poches shebekeilim, shedinoi kachu beziburis, dval toiro. Al me shibud edoi reise koma, kach nir li zeoinen bukavtor v'ferach. The Ramban is trying to be masber how the fi ule, we learn out from here, shibud edoi reise. So he says, because the Pasuk says that he should take it out, kedei shiyoytzi poches shebekeilim, so it's mashma shedinoi kachu beziburis dval toiro, not because it's a mitzvah, only because that's his din. His din is to give pochus shebekelim, so give him his din. That's what the Ramban is like, means the part when he's masber, lav doi reise, is marich. The part when he's masber to doraisa, he's a little bit mekatzer. It's mashma that he's coming to say, taka the shliach bezin shouldn't go in. But from that we don't have any raya. But we have a raya from this that the Torah said he has to take out. So he has to take out. That means he's mechuyev. And pochot shebekeli means that's what he has a shibu. That's the din tashlumin. At the end of that Gemara, there's Rav Poppe. Then the Gemara says, Omar Rav Poppe. The Maskon of the Gemara says, Omar Rav Poppe, Hilchas, Emil Val Pe Goive Min HaYorshin, Veine Goive Min HaLekuches. Emil Val Pe is Goive Min HaYorshin, and not Min HaLekuches. In our Mishnah, we were talking that the Mishnah says, Halideidim Goive Min HaChosim B'nei Choyren. So we don't be Goive from Lekuches. But Rav Poppe is talking about Yorshin. In the Gemara in Kiddushin we read before, the Machlekes Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel, Rabbi Yochanan says, Goive Bein Min HaYorshin, Ubein Min HaLekuches. Milval Peh, Shmuel says, Eina Goive Min HaYorshin, Veloi Min HaLekuches. Rabbi Yochanan says, Milval Peh, Goive Bein Min HaYorshin, Bein Min HaLekuches. Our Gemara says, Rav Poppe says, Hilches, Milval Peh, Goive Min HaYorshin, Bein Goive Min HaLekuches. Goive Min HaYorshin, Kedei Shloitin Al Delas Bifnei Loivin. Today that shouldn't be Ne'ilas Delas. And from this Gemara's Mashma, Pashtis, Lefi, what the Gemara said before, when we say Kadesh Loitino Delas, it means Bemes, Rav Papa would all Shibud the Lavdoi Raise. So why is he Goyve Min HaYorshim? If there's no Shibud, why the Yorish is Chayiv? So we say, the Takona de Rabbona Shloitino Delas. Veinu Goyve Min HaLekuches, Delas Leikola. From Lekuches, not because there's no call. So it's Mashma in our Gemara Shibud the Lavdoi Raise. So the Reef asks, that the Gemara in Kiddushin says, we read before Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel, but the Gemara in Kiddushin says, Rav Poppe, Omar Rav Poppe, Hilchas Emil Val Pe, Goyve Min HaYorshin, Veine Goyve Min HaLekuches, Goyve Min HaYorshin, Shibud Adoy Raise, Goveine Goyve Min HaLekuches, Deles Lekola, it's a stira in the Gemara. So some say it's a sugis mischalfis, one place the Rav Poppe, that means there's two shittas in Rav Poppe, if you hold Shibud Adoy Raise or Lav Adoy Raise. Some say the girses should be different. Bemes, both places should be Shibud Adoy Raise. And some say that Rav Poppe says Bemes, some say that Rav Poppe Bemes holds Shibud Lav Adoy Raise. And in Kiddushin he just said the Ravcha de Milze, that if you hold Shibud Adoy Raise, so for sure you give him an Ayosh. The Reef says, and Tosfos says like that, some Rishonim they learn like that, the Reef says that the steer is, it's not a steer. Bemes Rav Poppe holds, like he says, Mefurish in Kiddushin Shibud Adoy Raise. So in Baba Basra, it's just saying, why didn't we take it off because of the Lekuchas, Lafsed Lekuchas? So we say, Okmua Doraisa, because of Leitino Delas Bifnei Loivin, we left it on the Doraisa. So Bemes Rav Poppe would hold Shibuda Doraisa, but the Leitino Delas is only like a Svar Leravcha de Mil, so why we left it onto the Doraisa? And the Rashboy said, well, the Loshen is not Mashma that way, the Loshen is Mashma Bistoma, that it should be called Shibud Lav Doy Raisa. The Ramah says on Rav Poppe, Tzrichino Livrure Alibe de Rav Poppe, that he passed in the Aloha that Shibud Doy Raisa. The time of Rav Poppe, Lav Mikro de Yotzi Elecho so avoid Koyoliv Kede Ule. Ule, when he said Shibud Doy Raisa, he said it from the Posig Yotzi Elecho so avoid. But Rav Poppe is not from that posik. Dim Kain, if Rav Poppe would hold from that posik, afilu metalteli diasmi nigvi, kidine doraisa. If we hold doraisa as shibude, and we learn out from Yoytze Lechos Avoid, so metalteli of Yisoymim, also you should be goive from the Yoshimilu, even from, that means the din, from Yisoymim were goive only karkos and not metalteli. So it says, Dokrodi alfinominebe metalteli ksiv. And if it's talking Yotzei Lechos Avoid, and that's talking by metaltelin, so even from metaltelin of Yisroim should be goyva Shibud Adoy Raise. V'takante de Rabbanan Ami Gabi Yasmi L'Shaiche L'Avkui L'Bal Choyv K'de Barion N'Beshmaitin Leil V'chite Medil Mekosov Rav Poppe de metaltelin de Yasmi Nami Govi Kashi Hilchese Hilchese. He can't say the Rav Poppe Bemes holds that you're goyva metaltelin de Yasmi the Kaimelon K'Rav Poppe V'Kaimelon metaltelin de Yasmi L'Oy Mishtabdi L'Bal Choyv. So you have to find a way why Lefi Rav Papa that he says Shibuda Doiraise and still you're not going to metaltali diasmi. Elo Rav Papa ki isle Shibuda Doiraise, it's not because of the Pasuk Yotze Elechos Avoid. Rav Papa ol Shibuda Doiraise midin orivu de isle. Lo ishno milve beshtar v'lo ishno milve alpe. The nechsoi diinish inun alvin be. That the svara is, it's a svara that a person's nechosim or orev to him. So the Yad Rama says that Rav Papa's mekor for Shibuda Doraisa is from a svara that orev. Just like there's a din orev, so when I borrow, my backing is my property and my nechosim. So lo ishno milve b'shtar v'lo ishno milve alpe din nechsoi diinish inun alvin be. So why not metaltelin? It's also orev. So he says no. V'davke b'mekarkei desom chodaitei alayu. D'yu lo yochel avru chino minei. Davke karkos, that a person is somech, that means karka is something that doesn't move. If I own property, pashtis, it'll still be here. Or wherever it is, it'll in some way I'll be able to be tovea these karkos. Avol metalteli d'lo som chodaitei alay leke l'shibudei midin orif. Metalteli, a person is teva, is not somech on metalteli. Somech on karkos. So Memele, since he's not soimich himself when he lent it, his das wasn't to be soimich on the metaltelin that he has. Davalei ke'orev b'shloi b'shas matanmoz d'loi mishtabet shloi b'kinyan shloi ala munosu ilvo. Says there's a svar, just like a orev, we say, why is a orev mischayev? Because the whole alvo he gave was al das that he's going to be a orev. So that means he was gurin the alvo. The whole alvo is soimich on this orev. That's b'shas alvoy, but sheloy b'shas alvoy, he wasn't somech on the orev, so memele is not mischayv, like lachar chitum shtor, what the commission said. So memele, he says, since a person is not somech on metaltelin, when he gave the alvoy, it wasn't his das to be somech on the metaltelin, so the metaltelin are not a raving for him, just the karkos, just like the orev, that's sheloy alamuno, so he'll vote. So memele, we say shibuda doiraise is on karkos. Since the whole shibuda doiraise ler fear of puppet is the svar of nichse de barin ishinun arvin bay, so it's only arvin on what he's saying mechon it. Shala munosa ilvo. It's only karkos and not metaltel. It's interesting that the divrei Yecheskel is talking on the reef, that the reef said that the stiron Rav Papa is Bemis, he holds Shibuda Doiraisa, only the Gemara said the Rav the Milse Shleitino Delis, and the Rashba asked on him, there's certain Roshan, they asked on him, that why does he have to say Nilas Delis? He should say Stam, because Shibuda Doiraisa, you don't need the Tam. So he says like this. That the reef and the reef holds also that the metaltelim are not mishtabe, just like we said before, brings a Rashi. In a few places, Rashi says that metaltelim or malve is not soimech on it because a person could be mavriach and he could take it away. And so, memela, a person, when he gives alvo, is only soimech on karka, not on metaltelim. So, even the Rav Papa holds Shibuda doiraisa nirgove from Yosoimim, but since the Rabbanon said that from Lekuchos you can't be goyve, that means because Rav Papa said da loche, ain't a goyve min al Lekuchos. A milval pe we're talking about. Milval pe is not goyve from Lekuchos because less they call it, if said that they're saying, mina toiro shibuda doiraise, but milval pe we say because of takonas al Lekuchos you can't take it. So Memele says that since it says like this. Acharei shetiknu chachomim shlo ligvois milekuchos. So memela, after we say that you can't be goyve from lekuchos, so memela it becomes everything becomes shibuda lav doiraisa. Why? Because just like we said that metaltelin is not in the arvus, it's not in the shibud because he can take it away, can be mavriachet. So memela, since we say from lekuchos he can't be goyve, so he could be mavriach his karkos to lekuchos. So on lekuchos also they shouldn't be a shibuda doiraisa. It's not like orev. He can't be so mechonet completely because if he sells it, he won't be able to take it away from lekuchos. So it comes out after we say shibuda doiraisa, and we say zakonas lekuchos. So the whole shibud becomes the rabbanan and not doiraisa. It's a chiddush to say because Bemis the Rishonim say it's shibuda doiraisa. But he wants to say in the reef dafken the rift. That after we say that lukuchis he can be goyve, so he's not so mech even on that, because he can be mavriach. Memele, it's not shibud. There's no arvus. Only what the rabbana put back on the shibud. So memele, it's a shibud mid rabbana, not midoy raise. So that's why it says in our Gemara Shleitinol Deles, and the Gemara and the Kedushin says Shibud Adairaisa. But here he has to say the Tam Nilas Deles to say why it comes back to Shibud, why it comes back to be Goyve from by Milve Bishtar, because Bamis it could be Mavriachit. Not Mina Yorshin, that means why it could be Goyve Mina Yorshin. Even though it fell off the shibud, so you say it's a new takan of shleitin al delas. It's in the reef, it's a little bit adoichak, but it's an interesting svar to say that once you could be mavriach to lekuches. But Bamis, I would say that it's a big chidush. It's maybe too big of a chidush. The chidush itself, the svar, because to be mavriach, we talked about metaltelings, but a person is mavriach, a person sells metaltelings, something that's movable, so we say he's not soymech on it when he was malva, but he was soymech on it. You could be mavriach and you could sell it to lekuchos, but because of that, we're talking about the teva of a person. When he lends something, he bemis is soymech on the karkos that a person has. Usually a person doesn't sell karkos just to pay back a loan. A person holds on to his property. So Memele Bemis, he was soymech on it. If we go with the Yad Rama, that the svara of soymech on it means like arvus, and he's soymech on it to shasta alvoa, I would say that also here, it's his soymech on it. Ad kedei kach to say, because you could be mavriach until the kuchos, it's already not a shibuda doiraisa. It's a little bit too much of a chidush. There's also in the Rif here, the Ritva in Kedushin brings it, and also here in Baba Basra, there's another din that has to do with this. Take it from the Ritva. Here, he says in Afkemine, he's talking, my Nafkelon Hashte. The Ritva is talking, my Nafkelon Hashte. Nowadays, if it's Shibuda doi Reise or Lav doi Reise, the Chitem in Afkemine, Linyan Milve Alpe or Milve Bishtar. The Zman Milve Alpe Koide. You have a Milve Bishtar and a Milve Alpe. The Milve Alpe has a Zman Mukdom to the Milve Bishtar. The Lamandom alav doy raise milve bishtar disle kole koidem betakante de rabona. The rabona made a takante to be goive, like as if there's shibud, So since the milveh b'shtar is a takona to be goyve even from shubadim, from lekuchos, so even if the milveh alpe is before, so we don't say that he's muktam, only we say the milveh b'shtar comes first, since he has a shibud, he has more of a zchus in the nechosi. Ulamadom ha-shibud ha-doiraise, milveh alpe koydemes. Madom ha-shibud ha-doiraise, and we're talking about minei, so here we see in the ritvo, that it could be even minei, there's a shibud, so ulamadom ha-shibud ha-doiraise, so milveh alpe will come before, because when we're talking about the doiraise, so we say who's first comes first. If we say about the Rabbanon made a special takana for the milveh b'shtar, so we say he has a schus, and the milveh alpe doesn't have a schus. The one who has a schus takes first. Holeset, vaday milveh b'shtar b'chol duchte, legabe milveh alpe, kenochosim mishubodim de lekuches chashive. The Ritva says that even if we say that shibud doraisa, he says all the time a milveh b'shtar is legabe milveh alpe like nechosim mishubodim. It's brought also in the Nemukei Yosef that if we say the milveh b'shtar could be goyve min nechosim mishubodim, so if we would say that the milveh alpe should come first, even though he has his man mukdem, it's as if he's taking away from the mishubodim. Why? Because the milveh b'shtar has a zchus in it, and you're taking away somebody's zchus. So here we see also that minei there's a shibud, and we also see that the zchus in the karka is like a chotzikinyan, ad kedei kach that even the Baal Chayv mukdom can't take it away from him. If we would say that minei there's no shibud, like we wanted to say before in the Rashbam maybe, that minei there wouldn't be a shibud, or the Tosfos, that minei there wouldn't be a shibud, it's just to take from or a kfiyah, so then even b'shtar we wouldn't say. Here the Ritva is saying that even if we say shibud lav doraisa, but all the time a shibud b'shtar has more of a zchus than shibud balpe, than a balpe. And the one of balpe, when he's taking away before the shtar, is as if he's taking it away from lekuchas. There's one kasha that I would ask. I didn't manage to look if anybody asks it, but l'chura it should be a kasha. There's a din, it's brought in Ksuvas Daf Pei Amud Beis and in other places, that a person could sell, it's Shmuel says that afal pishomru that amecha shtachov lachaveru is mochur, that I could sell my shtachov, I have a shtachov that I could be goyve from somebody, I could sell it to somebody else, and that third person could be goyve straight from the loyve. But if Chazar Mochla, if I would be Moichel the Choiv, it's Mochel. It's a Mechila. The Rambam says that the whole Mechira is the Rabbonah, it's not the Raisa. The Rabbeinu Tam says, the Ram brings it down in Ksuvas Bariches, the Rabbeinu Tam says it's a Mechira Midoraisa. So how does it work? How if I could sell Midoraisa the Shtar Choiv, and then I could also be Moichel it, and then there's a Shaila that he should get back, Midina de Garmi, I was Gurim and Mehef said. Akoponim, the Ran brings it Bariches, the Ran says for Shem Rabbeinu Tam that there's two shibudim ki'ilu. There's a shibud aguf that the loive is, I'm mechuyif to pay you back your alva. And then there's a shibud nechosim, that my nechosim are mechuyif like a ravim, that they're mechuyif like a orev to pay back for me my loan, my debt. So Rabbeinu Tam says, when I sell, I could sell the shibud nechosim. On the nechosim, there's a shibud I could sell it, but the shibud aguf I can't sell. I still have the achrayas to pay the debt. So memela, when I'm moichel the shibud aguf, the malveh is moichel the shibud aguf, that the loive doesn't have to pay for me. I'm moichel the shibud aguf. Memela, the shibud nechosim falls off. If there's no loive, there's no orif. That's Rabbeinu Tam. So we have to say lechura that Rabbeinu Tam, and he says it's Mechira Midoraisa, that means Midoraisa I could sell Shibud Nechosim. So he's talking of Shibud Doraisa. He's talking about Doraisa. You have to say it's Shibud Doraisa. Okay, if we say it's Shibud Doraisa, and who says it? Shmuel says it, that you could be Mechir Ashtar Choiv Midoraisa. And Shmuel is the one that says in Kiddushin that Shibud Lav Doraisa. So how does it go together? So either will say that Rabbeinu Tam will hold, I didn't check it out, but maybe Rabbeinu Tam would hold like Rashi, that if you're Meshabed Mefurish, so it is a Shibud. So we'll say that Shmuel says Shibud elav doiraise, but he says Bein b'shtar and Bein b'alpe. The Gemara in Kiddush, we'll see it again. Gemara says Kiddushin. So we'll say that he holds maybe that if it's Bishtar, Milval Pe is not Gevi Loiminayosh Vilayminalakuchis, but hold like Rashi, that Bishtar, Ameshabedit, so it's even a Shibud Midoiraise. So Memela, if there is such a Musak Shibud Midoiraise, so it's Shaycha Mechiras Shtar Chuv Midoiraise, since I make a Shibud, and the Shibud is Toifitz, it's a legitimate Shibud, it's a Chotzikinian, whatever it's called. And Memela, that I could sell the Shibud Nechosim, and the Shibud Akufnan, I could be Moichah. That would be one way. I didn't check it out if there's any steerers to it, but that could be a way. It's important to mention the Rashba on Shibud de Rav Nosson. That it says also, it's also it's doimet to mocha shtachov. That means there's a shibud of the Rav Nosson, and Reuven owes Shimon money, and Shimon owes Levi money. So that means Levi could go and be take it straight from Reuven, because we learn now from a pasuk, V'nosan asher osham lo, the misha osham shelo, the Karen who goes back. So maybe he can't say lav bal dvarim, and the last bal choiv, the last malve, could he go over from the first loive, and he can't say that he doesn't have a kesher. We learn now from a pasuk. Umid Rabbanan de Pligale, that's only Reb Nosson holds that way. Shamino, the Reuven Shalov Omana Mishimen Vilva Lehudo, Nichse Yehudo Mishubadin Leruven Midin Shibud. Do Shibud de Doraise, Fafiloachi Le Rabbanan, Ein Mitzin Mihudo Venoisnin Leshimen. Says the Rabbanan hold that Shibud de Doraise. Reb Nosson says that nine lenoisha bechaveri bechaveri bechaveri, you can take it because you learn out from a pasuk. The rabbanan say that you can't take it from him, but we hold shibud de doiraise. So the first one is mechuyev to the second one, and there is a shibud. But afal pikein, the third one can't take from him. Why not? Reb Nosson nami loyka amar lo midochad disrachman elasher osham loy hamidin shibud de loy. Why does Reb Nosson need a pasuk? Why wouldn't it be enough to say, because Shibud Doiraise, so the first one has a Shibud to the second one, and the second one, when he borrows from that one, he gives over his Shibud, becomes Meshubud to the third one. The Yeshua Loimah, Dochem Beshibud the Yeshua Midoraise Loi Pligi, that the Rabbanan and Rab Nosson, that goof is a Machlokes. The Rab Nosson holds Shibud Doiraise, Rabbanan holds that not. So he says that that's not the time. So what's the time? So he says that we're talking about the Rabbanon. While if you're Rabbanon, we don't say that the Shibud, even Shibud of the Raisa, the Shibud, that the first one is Meshubud to the second one. That means a Shibud on a Shibud, something like that. Yeshloimam Shum, the ain't Shibud Chal al Elo al Nichsei Loive Mamish. Hobin Chosim Shenishtabdu le Loive, Shein Gufon Mamen Shal Loive Loi. Just like you can't, a person can't sell or be maktish a milve that he has on somebody else. We're not talking about moichar shtar choiv, and this is another inyan. But since you could only sell nechosim of the loive mamish, the shibud is chal on, he says like this, the nechosim is chal on nichse loive mamish, but on a shibud of the loive, that's not a neches of him, it's just a shibud that he has, on that it's not chal a shibud. It's like a klal in kinyonim, in shibudim, that shibud is chal on nechosim. So I would be able to, I would think maybe like this, if we learn out that shibud doiraise from yoytzi elechos avoid, it could be there's a chilik, that what I have nechosim is yoytzi elechos avoid is meshubud, but the second one, he can't be yoytzi elechos avoid because he doesn't have it. He just has his chutz shibud. So Menela, we can't say that there's a shibud on that. The mekor of shibud doiraise doesn't apply on a shibud. It's just on a chosim. That maybe we could understand. But I'm thinking, if we say like the Raman, Rav Popa, that the whole thing is because nichse dinishinu and arvin bay, that it's an ore for him and he's soymech on it, so we have to look into a different area. That means when the second one is malvet to the third one is malvet to the second one, is he soymech on it that his shibudim should be smichus for him or not. Because the whole arvus is what he's saying, mechalun munosa ilvo, and we say it on the nechosim. It would be a mokim to say that also the shibud that he has, I have a schus shibud in that loive, so maybe the one who's lending me also is soymech on it, and that's an ore for me also. Or maybe that's what I would think lechura. Or maybe we would say that the Rashba says even that. We say is even though shibud doiraisa, but even that doesn't go over, and we don't say that arvin be. Then the Rashba says that on this yisod tzorich liyun. From the Gemara of Baal Chuv Lamafreya Ugeva Mikanu Lahabo, that over there it says that there's a Echetimtze also of a Shibud on a Shibud, and we say Rab Nosson's Din. And it's Mashma, the Keichi, the Mishtabed Le Baal Chuv Davue. So he says it's Sorich Yun from the Gemara of Pesachim. I don't want to go into the whole Gemara, that over there is Mashma Lechura, that it could have a Shibud on top of a Shibud. Then there's a choice that he asks a kasha. The Gemara in Bchoras and Daf Mem Ches has a sugya. The Gemara says like this, that there's a machloikis in the Gemara in Bobe Basra and Kufzai. There's a few places the sugya, achin shecholku, if it's kilekuchos or kiyorshin, which is totally in Breira. If we say kiyorshin, that means yesh Breira, and each one that took his chelik, it's misbar, that's what he yarshin from his father and says. And Ilikabi Bikurim is an afkamina, if it's a Yorish, so it's Admoscha. If we say Kilokuches, so the Keach is different dini. So Kilokuches means that ain't Breira, that when I took my Chelik, maybe it should be yours. When you took your Chelik, maybe it should be mine. So that's called Kilokuches Domi. And the Nafkamina, the Gemara says, if you're Goivim in a Yorshin, Veloim in a Lekuches. Choiv, if you're Goivim in a Yorshin. So Lifnei Chaluk, you could be Goivim the father's Choiv in a Yorshin. But after they were cholek, it's kilekuches domi, so memele it can be goive from lekuches. That's what the Gemara in Pchera says. It's a chidush, but that's all the Gemara says. So he asks, how could you be goive min ayorshin after they were mechalek? If you say, so he says like this: if there were mechalek, so the Tosfos Yontov Madane Melech, he says that legabe yorshin shecholku, and they're called lekuchos. If we say shibuda doiraise, so we say like this: the whole reason why you don't be goyve from lekuchos is mishum pseide de lekuchos. But by yorshin, it's not matin to say mishum pseide de lekuchos, because anyway they didn't pay for it. But if we say shibuda lav doiraise, so how could you be goyve from lekuches? Lefi the sugya and pcheres, it should be different. So the ktzoy says that enochanami mitam be goyve from lekuches, you shouldn't be able to be goyve. But there's a different reason to be goyve. The ktzoy says because mazik shibuda shel chaveru, when you sell, means it's a big inyan. But the ktzoy, I just want to touch on this nekuda, that even if you say that you're not goyve from lekuches, but if I sell my property and give it to lekuches, and then because of that, you can't be goyve from the lekuches. So I have another chiyuv. Chutz from paying my choiv, I have to pay because of mazik shibuda shel chaveru. And there's a din by mazik shibuda shel chaveru is also chayev. It's a certain mazik. It's a kind of a mazik. So memele, when they're yorshim or mechalek, and they're lekil lekuches, so they're called a mazik shibuda shel chaveru. So I could be goyve from them straight, not only because there's a choiv, because of the choiv lekuchas I wouldn't take, but because each one was mazik shibuda shel chaveru. So memele you could take from them. That's the choice, in short. Rav Shach asks on it, if you say there's a nafkamina, if you say they goive the choiv, so it's bal choiv dinoi bezibulis. But if you say they're goive mitan mazik, mazik is goive beidis. So there's a nafkamina, how to be goive. So that's another inyan. That's the union of Shibudi. I'll say one thing on the Parsha. It says that Yisrael came El Amidbar. Rashi says he came to the Midbar to learn Torah. And Moshe Rabbeinu was taught him inyanim of Torah and the neflos that there was. They lekarvu lemoshcha leTorah. We see all the goyim, they didn't come to be misgayer. Shomu amim yergozun chiloch az yoshvei ploshes. Why didn't they come to be misgayer? The Teretz says that they saw Milchemes Amalek, he was Mekara Dambatya, and because of Amalek, they saw that you could be have a fight with the Eden. So it went down there, Islavus, there, Shomu Amim Yergozun went down, nobody came to be misgayer. One person, Vaishma Yisoy Milchemes Amalek, Kriyas Yamsuf, Umilchemes Amalek, heard both, and he was Mushpa the Hefech. He came against all the goyim, that it was Mekara them, and he came Dafka to learn Torah. And we see out that Yisrael is not mushpa from Amalek by the mice of Shol. It says, "Vayom Hashol El Akeni, Luchu Sur Redumitoich Amaleki." It says that the Keni, Bnei Keni, which are Bnei Yisrael, lived among Amalek, and they weren't mushpa, and they had chusim even later on by Bnei Yonod of Ben Rechov. And we find them in many places. And by Bilam, he says, Vayaras Akeni Vayisom Sholei Vayema Eson Moshevecha Vayaras Amalek. Yisrael is not Mushpa from Amalek. He went against everything. The Gemara says in Baba Kama at the end of Shoshanogach Dalet Vehei that Omad Vayemoyde Deretz, a posik in Chavakuk, Omad Vayemoyde Deretz Ro Vayater Goy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw the Sheva Mitzvah Shekiblu Aleihem Bnei Noach and they weren't Mekayim. Omad v'itiron them. The Gemara says, "Isgure iskar nimtzah choyte niskar." How could it be mutter for them? So the Gemara says that they are mekabel schar ke'enim mitzuve voice, not like a mitzuve voice, since they weren't mekayim it. So it's not magia to them schar like a mitzuve voice, only like ke'enim mitzuve voice. Derech agav, you have to be moisif that a gertoish of the Rambam says is always mekabel on himself the mitzvahs mipnei shetzivonu moishe batoira, and if he does it because of his own seichel, he's not a ger toishav and he's not mechachmeh. So l'chura the pshat is that there's a darga of a goy that if he's not over on the sheva mitzvah, he's okay. If he's over, he's chayv mise, but that's called omad v'tiron lahem. And without kabbalah, and the Brisker Rav it brings the ritva and makis that the inyan of kabbalah, the kabbalah makes him into a ger toishav. L'chura means that he would even be mekabo more schar for it. Just omad v'tiron means that he's a einu mitzuve voice. That's why the Rambam says that a ger toishav is mipnei shetzivonu moishe batera. From now, he has to do it like a mitzuve voice. And that would be pshat also in Rashi Nivomis, that he says a ger toishav is mechuyev b'shabes because it's koyved avoid the zorah. And Tosfos says, if so, there's more mitzvahs. So where do we find that he's mechuyev b'shabes? On the pshat is a goy is takanat, a ben noach is not mechuyev b'shabes. But he's mechuyev b'avoid dezorah. When he's mekabel on himself, then his mechal Shabbos kovid avoid dezorah is in the Kabbalah. B'nei shetzivonu Moshe b'Torah. That's the pshanu. It could be the Aruch Lener says that. And so Yisro came and he went to be mekabel more mitzvahs. All the goyim is omad v'itiron him ro vayatel goyim. But Yisro was the hefech. He came to look for more mitzvahs. Not only was mekayim the sheva mitzvahs, he came to look for more mitzvahs. So it's interesting to point out the same posik, the same word that says that the goyim fell from their darga, rov vayater goyim yitiron, vayater is osius Yisro. Yisro didn't do the vayater, only he did yisar parsha achas batero. He changed it around. Not yitiron them, only he got new mitzvahs more and more.